And good evening. It is 7:09 on News Radio 620 WTMJ. Ben Sherman with you anchoring the coverage of the Harley-Davidson 100th anniversary reunion party. It's called the party tonight, and a party it has been all day long. People are still streaming in at
it was a terrific scene there at Veterans Park, McKinley Marina, that whole area.
We will find out the answer to the question people have been asking all week and actually all month, really. Who will the mystery act be here on the main stage at Veterans Park? Let's go stage side, where News Radio 620 WTMJ's John Jagler is. John?
They've got a big white barricade up, so you can't even see what type of instruments are up on the stage right now.
It didn't make sense that the Stones were going to come. Everyone thought the Stones might be the band, but they were in Europe at the time. Springsteen was already performing or just about to perform in Milwaukee.
Was it going to be ZZ Top? Could it have been Aerosmith? The Eagles had just finished a tour within the past few days before that event.
John, there's no chance it'd be McCartney, is there?
I don't see it. I don't think he fits into that crowd.
Right.
McCartney's not touring anymore. I mean, logistically, it's possible.
It's 7:00. The anticipated wait is only a half hour away. One band you can cross off that headlining list: the Doobie Brothers. They began performing at 6, so we know they're not the ones headlining coming up at 7:30. Another guy we know who isn't the main headliner: that's Dan Aykroyd.
Would the owner of the 1996 Vile Green Yamaha Enduro please pick up their motorcycle? It's hanging in a tree by the harbor.
Dan Aykroyd on stage right now with some of the children who have him.
I've always appreciated and respected and loved Dan Aykroyd, but I got to admit, it felt like he went on and on before finally announcing.
Because it's Tim McGraw!
Cindy, you were really excited to see Tim McGraw, weren't you?
Yes, I was.
He's great. We're just not country western fans, but, you know.
For the Stones.
Yeah. We want the Stones.
There are quite a few people leaving as we speak, but as you said earlier, Ben, there are going to be at least three acts tonight, so maybe some of them are leaving prematurely.
Yeah, I have a feeling that may be the case. Thanks, Trey. We'll talk to you in the next hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, all the way from Detroit City, Mr. Kid Rock!
Kid Rock came on and actually woke things up.
Say what?
Big round of applause. Big loud round of applause for Kid Rock.
He only played a short set, but actually got the crowd to the feet. Even folks who didn't even know who Kid Rock was, at least he brought energy.
We're moments away from one of the best-kept secrets, I think, in entertainment history. Who is going to be the starring act at the Harley-Davidson 100th anniversary celebration party?
The video screens that were showing the crowd shots just went black. Now there's some music coming from the stage. I can tell from my vantage point that there are some musicians on the stage. They're showing a keyboard with hands on it, playing some type of eerie prelude to whatever's going to happen here.
That's Elton John's Funeral for a Friend, John. John Jagler is stage side. The song is Funeral for a Friend off Elton John's Goodbye Yellow Brick Road album, but no sign of Elton or anybody else right now. If you're just joining us, there he is.
All of a sudden, I heard the first few notes of Elton John's Funeral for a Friend. And I'm a huge Elton John fan. I've seen him a couple of times. But I didn't think he was going to be the best fit, as apparently a lot of people agreed, for this event.
Outside the studio window, there are people passing by, and almost all of them are pointing thumbs down. Some of them are angry.
People are pouring out of Veterans Park right now. A lot of people clearly miffed.
I'm very disappointed.
It was brutal. The response was painful. People walking out of there angry. Just really, really angry.
Well, I really wanted to see the Stones. Elton John is okay, but this is a huge, huge event, and I don't know. I'm not happy.
Elton John is either too this or not enough that. Tell me why you don't like it.
He's too mellow, and I'm sorry, he's way too gay.
When you say this is going to be the concert of your dreams, everybody has a different idea. And it was everybody's thought that their favorite bands were coming, or maybe a combination of bands.
They should have just said this was going to be the act, and not, because I don't know, I'm disappointed.